Yesterday's solar eclipse was only partial in Connecticut, but that didn't stop science lovers of all ages from pouring outside to look up. WNPR's Patrick Scahill met up with some sky gazers at Elizabeth Park in West Hartford.
Cecil Rivers says that even though it wasn't a total eclipse in West Hartford, only about 70% of the sun got blocked out, his family was still pumped to take in the event. He even built a fancy gizmo to watch.
So it's a pinhole camera projector. Basically, it's binoculars tied to a tripod, and the idea is that light goes in and it gets transferred onto the paper over here so you don't have to look directly at the light. And then occasionally you just have to keep adjusting in order to keep tracking the sun.
His kids, Graham and Grayson Rivers, ages 7 and 10, were excited to share what they'd learned.
I see the sun.
Yeah?
Huh?
And what's happening to the sun?
The moon is covering the sun.
Have you guys ever seen anything like this before?
No.
Brandon Serafino from Hartford said it's nice to have everyone talking about something they could agree on. He was passing viewing glasses around to Maggie Crow and Rachel Burke.
It's nice to see people are kind of unifying over something that's a little bigger than politics and society. It's like a nature-given thing. So
We kind of all needed to stop and watch an eclipse.
Yeah.
We just did.
We ordered this.
Every person, no matter what side you're on.
Yeah.
Monday afternoon's partial eclipse lasted about 2.5 hours in Connecticut. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.